two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, the time has come. Yes, KSL's Unrivaled is underway. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. It is draft day. As we watch the television with bated breath on a day like this, normally we just kind of watch and see how these teams are going to stack up with who they've picked. But, of course, local interest has taken over today. Zach Wilson was officially taken as the number two overall pick to the New York Jets. And that's where we're going to start our show with the 705 Cut. Let's do it right here.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right. Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott Mitchell, the only person in my life who's ever been drafted in the NFL draft. And so, of course, we bring in Scott, of course, to see. Not a shocker, of course, Scott, but at the end of everything, I found myself going, hey, you know what? Good for that kid for getting drafted where he did with the New York Jets. And Zach Wilson going out there high-fiving all the Jets fans as he was announced as the second overall pick in the draft. Pretty cool day for that young man.
It's actually unbelievable, Alex. My volume was turned down because I'm listening to the draft. No, it really is. It's remarkable. And you could just see the excitement in his eyes. And he's pumped up about this. And I'm just, he's got the personality. He's got the confidence that he can go to a place like, you know, New York and really handle it. And, you know, it's just so funny that these people, they go, the pundits, they're like, oh, well, he's from Draper, Utah, and he played in Provo, Utah. And the media, like, you know, is so rough and mean. And it's like, look, forget the media. I'm so tired. It's kind of annoying. I just heard this for about the millionth time. And I grew up in Utah, and I grew up in a smaller town than Provo and Draper, and I went, and it was just fine. Yeah, they're going to question you. They're going to question everything you do. So what? Go out and play. It's your time. It's your chance. And by the way, I live in Draper, Utah now, and it's just fine. Really, fine.
My favorite thing about today, out of all this, of course, BYU tweeted out, former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson picked overall number two in the NFL draft. That's a big deal for the school to be able to put that out there and have that type of recognition. But my favorite was the Corner Canyon High School tweet. Former Corner Canyon alum Zach Wilson gets picked second in the NFL draft to the New York Jets. And I thought, that's a fun day. In the end, I kept looking at his family and going, okay, say what you will about the kid. These guys, they put it all together. They figured it all out. All of the dreams come true type stuff that we were wondering about when he signed with BYU, the pie in the sky dreams that every young quarterback has going into college and maybe at BYU, they actually came true for him, and that's exactly what he said when he was asked about it.
True for me.
Zach, New York, it's a big stage. What is it about your personality, your mentality, that you know you're the right fit?
Yeah, I know these guys need a good quarterback, a good leader, and I think I got those qualities, and I can't wait to go in there. I love the coaching staff. I love everything they have to offer, and I can't wait to get to New York City.
Zach, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
See, he's already learned. He didn't even answer the question. He said exactly what he wanted to say, and that's what he should do, and he should always do that. So he's learned really well, and it was just an impressive thing. But here's why I think Zach Wilson will do well, and it's not the Jets, and there's a lot of things that, you know, this
is in spite of the Jets, right? Is that what
you're
saying?
Okay. It really is. But what it is he's a guy that says, look, I'm okay if I'm not playing well. I'm okay if I'm struggling. I'm okay because I'm just going to figure out a way to get better. And for him to go every single weekend during COVID, drive to Southern California and work out with John Beck, his quarterback guru, it speaks volumes. Because he improved. He improved dramatically. And he did it because he was willing to just admit, look, I don't have all the answers. I don't know what to do. I don't know everything, but I'm willing to work. I'm willing to figure out what I don't know and do it a whole lot better. And I just think it's a great trait because the NFL will expose what you can't do. And you got to decide, you know, am I going to figure it out or am I not? I'm really, really intrigued. This is going to be a fun thing for us to watch over the next few years, how he does there. Cause he's not going like he's not going to be anonymous. Like when you're with the New York Jets, it's like you're not anonymous. People right. are going to know about you, and this will be fun to watch and see how Zach Wilson does.
There was a little bit of a shakeup this morning, and we're going to jump more into that, I think, a little bit later. But the San Francisco 49ers took Trey Lance at that number three spot. Were you surprised when you said they moved up to three because they had a person in mind? They had a guy who they felt was the perfect fit for them, and they weren't going to let anything happen because they knew that Zach Wilson was probably going to go to the Jets, according to Scott, because of some under-the-table information from one coaching staff, former coaching staff, to another. And that's fine, but Zach Wilson goes number two. Trey Lance goes number three. This is after this morning report, Scott, that Aaron Rodgers was apparently in the mix. Well, not him necessarily, but at least some deals were apparently trying to be made behind the scenes. The 49ers had apparently offered that number three pick and a lot of other picks to the Green Bay Packers for Aaron Rodgers, and so all these things. Like I don't want it to be the straightforward draft that everybody thinks that it is. Trey Lance getting picked there at number three. Were you surprised by that pick right off the bat there?
Well, look, when you trade up like the 49ers did, what they're saying, here's the deal. Penei Sewell just went to the Lions, by the way.
Hey, good for your
local
old team
ties
there.
Here, and that's a good pick for the Lions.
Our best offensive lineman in a long time, I think, coming out of college. Yeah.
But so the 49ers, they moved up so early, and they clearly had something or someone in their mind. Clearly, I mean, it wasn't even, that was obvious. And they showed their hand, but everyone's for sale.
that's what I was very interested in.
Everyone's for sale. So all of a sudden, it's like we never thought about a possibility of Aaron Rodgers. And now that comes to the table, and it's like, it's something to think through. And I think for the 49ers, what they're seeing is I don't think they see this as like he's not a short-term solution for them. And they have a quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo took him to the Super Bowl. And a lot of people were so in love with Jimmy Garoppolo a few years ago. And now everyone's just kind of turned tail on him. So he clearly has the ability. Like he can play. He can do, he can get a team to a Super Bowl. And that's something. But they've got the thing with Trey Lance where he doesn't have to play. And this will be really good for him to sit and watch and observe. But he's the perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's offense, but he's a guy that doesn't have to play, and he may end up being in the best position of all of these quarterbacks.
Not the pressure to perform right off the bat, which is what Zach Wilson is in. And, I was thinking about it, too, when I was watching Zach Wilson. I was extremely excited for the guy, and I went, man, it's amazing that this guy got picked second, and you just couldn't help but be happy for he and his family as they were all over there hugging each other. And I thought, man, that actually would be an amazing day to be a part of, an amazing thing to be a part of as he goes out there. And of course, it was very fitting that Susie Colbert was interviewing a Jets quarterback. It was, of course, famously – Broadway Joe, who said, I could just kiss you to Susie Colbert on the sidelines. So Zach Wilson putting on a good show to not trip over himself
Zach,
there.
Zach Wilson's the highest drafted quarterback in the modern draft era.
By the Jets, yes.
By the Jets. Joe Namath was
the last one.
He was AFL. No. No, even
I'm
higher.
Saying he was the highest draft pick even since 1965. Is what I'm saying. That's a
right.
There've been nobody picked that high. You would have thought the Jets, being so terrible over the years, they would have taken gotten a number one or number two pick at quarterback.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. You know, when I see Zach Wilson and I watched him going up there and they showed his family and all of those things, I've always looked at that what that feels like from a player's perspective, like it. You know, yeah, I didn't get drafted where I wanted, but I got drafted in the NFL. And that was an amazing time for me, an amazing moment, and a dream you just have. You have in your life, and you're just like, you know, I did it. But what I saw and what I've seen and appreciated lately is what it meant to his parents. Like, I never thought for a minute how exciting my own parents must have been. And I was having a conversation with my mom not long ago, and she just said, it was the coolest thing in the
world.
Yeah,
and when we watch, like, we kind of laugh about Lisa Wilson always being on TV with a big smile on her face and praying and doing all this stuff, and Mike Wilson there right front and center, and then you go, oh, these are, like, the most supportive parents ever. These are exactly like we want to be with our kids, and yeah. Certainly we would be if our kids were in this position. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. More draft coverage when we return. You'll be able to hear the pick when it actually happened, and also all the other guys who've been going everywhere else and what Scott thinks about that. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.